With the Marketplace Morning Report in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler in for David Brancaccio. NFL cheerleaders have been underpaid for decades, sometimes earning less than minimum wage, while the players they root for earn millions. That's starting to change thanks to a series of lawsuits in recent years. So far, 10 of 26 NFL teams with cheerleaders have been sued for wage theft, unsafe working conditions, sexual harassment, and discrimination. A new documentary called A Woman's Work, the NFL's Cheerleader Problem, chronicles the women who spurred that change. Two cheerleaders for the Oakland Raiders and the Las Vegas Raiders, and the Buffalo Bills. The film's director, Wee Goo, joins me now. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
It's hard to believe that the NFL has been able to get away with paying these cheerleaders so little for so long. I'm curious, how did this happen? Was it just sort of flying under the radar? What was going on?
Yeah, I think at the very beginning, it was giving to these women as a way for them to really showcase their talent and in a way volunteer to be there to perform. And over the years, as the NFL has grown into this multi-billion dollar industry, that original thinking really hasn't changed much. So now these women that are in the film, they're really the first women to stand up and say, no, this is not right and we need to do something about it.
And some of this has to do with the fact that teams, not the NFL itself, pay the cheerleaders. I'm curious how the NFL and its commissioner, Roger Goodell, has rationalized it.
Yeah, I think Roger Goodell has been on public record at a press conference saying he encourages each team to pay each employee fairly, but it's really the responsibility of each team, each corporation to pay their employees. And that's sort of the rationale. But at the same time, you know, these women, they're NFL cheerleaders. They're, you know, being marketed by the NFL on their websites. So it's really part of this system that is, you know, making the NFL and the teams money.
There's an important sort of gender aspect here too, right? There's wage discrimination just wholly, but also sort of the way that we treat these women as sort of add-ons to what these men are doing out there on the field. That's an important part of the story you're trying to tell.
Yeah, and again, I think since the beginning of cheerleading in, you know, the professional league and the NFL, it was seen as sort of this add-on. But since then, you know, decades later, you see the evolution of cheerleading in high school, in colleges, and, you know, it's very much become its own thing. It's, you know, men and women are passionate about cheer, about cheerleading. It's a sport. They're athletes, as well as talented dancers and performers. So it's definitely evolved so much, and I think it's a shame that in the professional leagues, their role has been severely limited and has not been able to evolve. And a part of that is because of gender inequality, because they don't have power in their workplace.
Wee Goo is director of the documentary A Woman's Work, the NFL's Cheerleader Problem, premiering on PBS on Monday. Thank you so much for doing this.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's been fun.